food-related follow-up items for you. I'm trying to figure out what I want to do here first. I don't want to waste your time right off the bat. I never want to waste your time.
No.
At all.
No.
But never.
Never want to do that.
Never. Tell you what, I'll get this first one out of the way just because. Well, this is a follow-up, though. It's something that several weeks ago I made mention of this, and I said that I would investigate and have done so and can properly report back to you. And I know, as much as this has personal interest to me, I know somebody else listening this morning will have the same. I just know somebody. If that one person would please let me know, just so I know I've reached out and
changed their life.
So I talked about, you might remember, I was enjoying a snack of raisins. I enjoy those little boxes of raisins, just a little quick snack.
I like the one you have in your hand.
Like the one I have in my hand.
Okay.
Here. But now, I enjoyed the chocolate-covered yogurt raisins, which were very good.
I'll take your word for it.
But I forgot. That's right. You're not a raisin person. As I've done throughout my life, after I've enjoyed my little boxes of raisins, I've enjoyed placing the box in my mouth in order to have the box
in your mouth?
Because the box will make noises if you blow through it.
Oh, okay.
But you might remember I discovered I couldn't make that box make a noise.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I recall.
And it's because I discovered that, and I was guessing it was because it was the chocolate-covered raisins that they were using a kind of a wax sealant probably to protect the chocolatiness, I was guessing. And,
yes.
And I wondered, oh my gosh, is that the case or was this actually for even regular raisins as well? Well, I did my investigative work.
Oh, I'm glad you did.
And I can happily report to you that I now have a normal box of raisins.
Oh, so it was the chocolate.
And if I place this box in my mouth now, as I will do...
Ooh. It works.
It works.
It works.
So they did not take away a fond childhood memory from me.
Charlie is so relieved.
I am. I know somebody out there is also... Now, just as relieved as I am and as happy that I've done the investigative work and at great personal expense buying this box of
personal
raisins.
Personal expense. Yes. Yeah, right.
Well,
yeah.
I mean, I haven't submitted this for an expense to the here at the studio. I don't know if I'm going to get reimbursed or not. I mean, this is part of the show prep.
How much are they?
There's a process for that. It'll take a while. They'll probably come back and... line item on your payroll.
And you happen to know it's not just this one box. You see, I have another box here. All the boxes work.
So all of them work.
So if you want to make noises, you have to get the normal box of regular raisins. You know, enjoy the yogurt and chocolate covered raisins they have as well, but you won't get the same pleasure.
Surprise, that's a pretty sharp tone.
Yeah. Like I said,
loud and sharp.
Thorough investigation, Charlie. Thank you.
I know that you're thrilled.
I can sleep well at night now.
As I said, didn't want to waste your time, but...
No. I apologize. Nobody would ever think that at all.
Excuse me of that. Thank you.
No. Not at all.
Let's move on here to 7:45 to something that's more participatory for everyone. Everyone that enjoys a good fruit pie. 1 week from today is the deadline. Next Thursday, July 28th. If you'd like to have fun with WSDW, Star of the West Milling, Michigan Sugar, and American Crystal Sugar Beets... The Michigan Fruit Pie Competition is going to take place on day one of the Saginaw County Fair. That's August 2nd. But next Thursday, we need your recipes in. If you would like a chance to win one of three cash prizes that will be given away, you got to get your entries in. Pies that have to be homemade from scratch. You can't
use
a store-bought pie. Yes. We'll find you out if you're trying to submit a store-bought pie. Mm-hmm. Trust me. Terry Henney is heading this up. He'll be broadcasting from the Saginaw County Fair, as he always does. In fact, you'll be emailing your recipes to Terry.
Oh.
And he'll take care of all the necessities of getting them submitted for judging. Mm-hmm. But the deadline to submit is next Thursday, July 28th. Then you have to be prepared to make two pies. One would be for display at the Saginaw County Fair, the other for the judging, which is based on tasting, freshness, and appearance.
Or if you want to make a third pie, we'll take it.
Oh.
Love fruit pies.
Oh. You have a favorite?
Oh, cherry.
Ooh, a nice cherry fruit pie.
And BlackBerry. Oh, BlackBerry is fantastic.
Are you a pie person, Pat?
Chocolate mousse.
Okay. Well, not necessarily,
he likes the cream type.
Not necessarily fruit.
I don't like fruit pies because fruit is healthy, and I want my dessert to be not healthy. So I do not want any fruit in my dessert.
How about banana cream?
Again, Dave, I'm going to tell you again. I do not want fruit in my dessert.
Oh, my goodness.
Dessert is supposed to be decadent. It is supposed to be unhealthy for you.
Well, any of them that you get, you don't want, just send them my way.
There you go.
I love pie.
He can have mine.
Devil. Maybe one we can agree on. Lemon meringue.
Again.
It's got lemon, Dave.
But it's just lemon flavor. It doesn't have any actual lemons in it.
Well, still. I get it.
Wow.
I get it. Which explains why you don't like raisins, right?
Yes.
Raisins are healthy. Okay. Yeah. I understand the trend here. Pat is now. So Pat will not be partaking in the fruit pie contest, but you can, ladies and gentlemen. We have a link up on our Morning Team Show page, by the way, for all the information that you need, including the official rules and the link to Terry Henney, so you can send him an email with your recipe. But get it in before next Thursday, July 28th.
Yeah, well, next Thursday is July 28th?
It is.
Oh, man.
Yeah, where is this month going?
Yeah, and then the week
where's
later,
the summer going?
Is the Saginaw County Fair.
Yeah.
So that's what it's taken care of.
Whoa.
Okay. The third food-related item is follow-up at 7:48 now. I am going to engage because I'd like to support, since at this time, it is nothing more than a lawsuit. We talked about this the other day. A lawsuit being filed. This was in California against the Mars Candy Company, folks. A class action request.
Yes.
Because a consumer has decided that Mars has been serving up a known toxin in its Skittles candy. You might remember the story of titanium dioxide used for the colorization of the Skittles candies. This has just gone into U.S. District Court in California. We'll be following this story closely because we want to know whether or not, indeed, there has been a problem with Skittles and its titanium dioxide usage.
Which they said they were going to get rid of years ago.
They didn't say when.
They just didn't say when they were going to get rid of it.
Right.
We remind you that their commitment to removing titanium dioxide was, according to the company, in coming years.
All right.
That was their statement in 2016.
In coming years. Pretty vague, isn't it?
But the FDA Code of Regulations does allow for the usage of titanium dioxide as long as the parameters are met. So, once again, at great personal expense.
You're going to risk your health.
I purchased...
Put down some Skittles.
Guys, as much as I'm about to do this, I should tell you.
Very dangerous.
This is the share size.
Oh.
If you're interested...
So we can all join the class action suit.
If you'd like to. Well, you know, that was not my intent, Dave. I got to tell you. My intent was to support the company. But now, wait a second here.
Yeah, no, but we're just doing this audibly. Ooh. We can see it. We should have the camera rolling.
Yeah.
So we have a video proof.
This is interesting, though. Yes, because now I can support the company in one way.
That's right.
But if it turns out that there is some kind of danger, perhaps I can be part of the...
There you go.
Yeah.
I am good both ways. That never even occurred to me, Dave. I was just thinking of supporting the company here. And indeed, if you read the ingredients, amongst the sugar, the corn syrup, the hydrogenated palm kernel oil, the tapioca dextrin, whatever that is, the ingredient titanium dioxide is listed here.
It's listed there, right?
So
at least there's disclosure on their part.
I am going to cut this bag open.
Wow.
And I will ingest.
Whoa.
Let's see. I better only do a couple here.
Just a couple,
titanium dioxide.
Don't overdo it.
What great lengths of danger I am going to go.
And nobody's asked. Nobody asked Charlie to do this.
No.
He's doing it on his own.
I forgot Skittles are kind of chewy.
Yeah.
It's kind of hard to talk when you're chewing Skittles. It's
kind of hard to talk for me anyway. Okay. It ain't going to make a difference.
Are you seeing spots? Are you okay?
Right now I'm healthy.
Okay, very good.
Stay tuned throughout the rest of the Morning Team show and see if I survive.
See if Charlie gets a sugar high.
I still love your idea, though, Dave. I never even thought about that. Now I could be good for the class action.